Hi, this is Ali Ciardo, and this is the Photo Field Notes podcast. And I recorded this episode a couple weeks ago, and I always intended to share it right around this time. What I didn't intend was for this conversation to become so timely. And with all the events that have happened over the last few weeks here in the United States, in Charlottesville, it really is, it's a relevant conversation. I think Laylee says everything so eloquently, and I'm going to let her speak for herself, but it just really puts things into perspective. When we sit here and we watch these events and we think, what can I do? I'm just a photographer. I'm just a small business owner. And Laylee really lays it out what we can do to make people feel loved and included. So I will let her do most of the talking, and let's get into the episode today.
Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey everybody, this is Ali Ciardo, and today I'm talking with Laylee Amati from Laylee Amati Photography. And we're going to get into her story in just a minute, but I want you to know the main topic today. We're going to talk about diversity and stepping outside of your comfort zone and covering, you know, showing more diversity in your portfolio and all of these topics that are often forgotten but very important. So Laylee, I want to start just because I think it's really nice to have the background for each photographer that we talk to. Just go give us a little bit about your story and how you got into photography.
Yeah, so I was actually a high school teacher for years, and I juggled photography as a hobby, and then it grew into a business, and I loved teaching. I actually never had any intention of going full-time, which is a little bit different than the norm, but at some point, my business was taking off, and I kind of had to make that hard choice. So I went full-time into my business about maybe 14 months ago, and it's been awesome ever since.
And you focus on weddings and seniors, right?
Yep, weddings, seniors, high school seniors, and dancers, actually, because I was a dance coach as well.
So let's get into this topic. So when Laylee and I were kind of emailing back and forth talking about her background and different things that we might have a chat about, she mentioned diversity. And I really liked that topic because when I went to San Francisco in January for the Rising Tide Society Leadership Conference, there was a panel on diversity. And it was just something that I had never even considered before from so many aspects. And, you know, there are different areas that it kind of fits into your life and into your business. So I guess my question for you, I know I took away a lot from that, and you weren't at that one, Laylee, but you're a leader, right?
Yes, I am. I lead the North Dallas group.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I thought you were a leader. So you weren't at that one.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, hopefully next time we'll get to connect in person. Right now we're talking through Skype. Anyway, okay, so when it comes to, first of all, let's just back up. What does that even mean for people who are like, huh, what are you even talking about? Like, what does diversity mean to you in life and business?
So for me, the topic of diversity and inclusion is really near and dear to my heart. To me, it just means making sure that you're providing that outreach and that ability for people who are not necessarily within your cultural norm or within your ethnicity or religion or what have you, for those people to be able to feel included within your business and within your life and your realm.
And then so how can we as business owners, if we are realizing that we're doing a lot of the same and we're working with a lot of people who are the same, and maybe we want to show diversity in our businesses, work with a diverse set of clients, and make people feel included. I think that was the biggest thing to me, that the biggest eye-opener to me in that diversity panel was that it wasn't just about doing it, you know, just putting a bunch of different people or religions, you know, religious ceremonies or different things on your website, just to show that you're interesting, right? It was a matter of making people feel a part of things and making people feel important and making people feel like they were meant to be there. So in the context of the Rising Tide Society, a lot of it was like, what picture, you know, pictures that you're showing on your website or pictures that you're showing in your Facebook group for who feels welcome to come to the Rising Tide Society. So it's a little bit of a different context, but I think their point was it's the same thing within your website, right? And your own, yeah. Your marketing that you're putting out there and what you're putting up on your website. So, you know, what are your thoughts? Where should people start if they're interested in maybe pursuing more diverse, whether it's weddings that are different religions or working with just a more diverse group of clients, where do we start?
Yeah, so I get asked that a lot, actually, by people who want to expand their portfolio or just, like you said, the images on their website to have a diverse group of people being represented. They ask, like, how do I get these people to actually call out? Because a lot of times they're not getting those clients, they're not getting those inquiries for a diverse group. So for me, I think a big part of it is, you know, for example, I give this example a lot of styled shoots and how they're very in right now and everybody's talking about how they're in, they're on their way out, what have you, but everybody's still doing them.
Yeah, I feel like they've always been in on their way out though. It just depends on where you are.
Exactly. They've been in on their way out since I started, you know, almost 5 years ago, and it's like they're not going anywhere, let's be real. So when you're putting out model calls, take that into consideration. Like, look at who your models are, who you're attracting. And if you're not attracting that diverse group that you want to be attracting, take the time to find somebody who you think fits the look that you're going for in terms of, okay, this person doesn't look like everybody else on my website. How can I get them to know that they're welcome? How can I get them to feel like they should be applying to be my quote unquote model? And reach out to them and say, you know, I'm looking for a model for this styled shoot. And from there, that word of mouth, it actually unravels so much faster than you would think, because think about who you talk to on a daily basis. You're usually around people who are typically like you. Obviously, depending on where you are, and you know, you can't speak for everything, but your general person, you stick to kind of what you're born into unless you take that effort and that step to have an inclusive and diverse group of friends. You know, you're getting your daily feedback off of people who are like you. So by inviting others into your world, you're then showing them that they can tell their friends, like, look, this person actually cares and wants to raise us up and wants to, you know, include us in their lives and let us all, you know, become a community within ourselves.
So what about if you are, what if you look around and your friends aren't diverse and they are all like you, then how do you find those people?
Yeah, so then I would really reach out and try to go into groups that you're not normally asking in. So for example, as photographers specifically, hopefully you have some community groups that you're a part of within your local community. And within that, you can always find a diverse set of people if you are actually intentionally looking. So that's one thing, that's one place to start, is say you've never met anybody who is of a different religion than you or a different ethnic group than you, and you go onto your local, for example, Rising Tide group or your Tuesdays Together group, and you say, hey, you know, I really would love to work with you. Would you be up for a shoot? Could I give you some headshots even? It doesn't even have to be a style shoot. It could just be one friend reaching out to another, trying to make a new friend within your group of creatives or your group of photographers.
So you think if you went out to a group, gosh, I'm trying to think about like the way, so you wouldn't necessarily just go out to like a general group on Facebook and be like, hey, I'm doing a model call and like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Like you would try to kind of seek out individuals and invite them personally.
Yeah, I think that adds a little bit of an intentional feel to it for me. And it's, you're running into that. If you were to go out into a big group and say, you know, I'm looking for example for a Middle Eastern woman, you know, that might be taken the wrong way. So it probably, I mean, if it were me looking at it as a Middle Eastern woman, I wouldn't think, oh, that's wrong. But you just never know these days, especially on Facebook, because it can sometimes just be the worst. So I think that intentional welcoming would be great, you know, in a private message, and just say, I think that you totally fit the look I'm going for, or just, hey, I noticed you in this group and I would love to gift you with some headshots and get to know you a little bit better and get to know your story and just open the door that way and make them feel welcome. Because more often than not, those people that you're reaching out to have been sitting on the sidelines thinking, I don't look like everybody else. I don't talk like everybody else. I don't think like everybody else. My background is completely different than everyone else's. I guess I'll just stay home. You know, so you don't know what doors you're opening for others, and in turn, really what doors you're opening for yourself.
And then whether you are reaching out to people to actually do these shoots or whether you are working with, you know, slowly you're seeing more diversity, you might do something that's a little bit different in terms of, again, a wedding or just a client. I guess I don't necessarily have to ask this as a question. I guess it's just a matter of how are you, I guess, intentional about trying to, like, are you intentional about when you put together your portfolio, are you thinking about that or not? Like, do you have to go back and check yourself or are you thinking about it at all times?
So for me personally, I feel like it's something that once you start reaching out and getting more diversity within your portfolio, you don't even have to check yourself. It just naturally progresses based off the clients who are calling you. I always use the example of my own personal life. My family has always, extended and, you know, immediate family, has always loved photography. My mom loved photography so much as a hobby, and she's actually the one that got me into it when I was little. But it's interesting, actually, because I'm one of the only people I know who never got, like, senior portraits. I actually never even got bridal portraits. I hired a great photographer for my wedding, but that was it. Because within my cultural group, none of my friends were getting senior portraits taken. None of my friends were getting engagement photos taken. It just wasn't viewed the same because our cultural group was not being represented the same. So we saw it and we were like, oh, that's not for us. Whereas it really is for everybody. And so I think that does fall on the photographer.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because I didn't used to think about it until I went into business. And I was like, I never got any of those things. And I kind of wish that I had.
So do you think if a photographer locally had shown even, like, I guess, one of your friends or somebody that just you felt represented you or looked like you, you think you would have thought differently and maybe gone to them?
Yeah, exactly. I do. And I think even more so than that, if I were represented in that way, it's not even the representation. It kind of goes back to client experience. You know, if that was a friend of mine, their parents would have told my parents, hey, by the way, this is a thing. You know, as a, as a first generation family, I was raised very much in our culture, although you would never, like, you know, I'm pretty American, you know, very Americanized, and I'm proud of that, and I'm also proud of my Iranian heritage as well. But first generation, I mean, we just went off what we know. So it's like our parents' friends and their friends and their kids, we just kind of all did the same thing. So, you know, you get in with one, and you show them that they're welcome and that they're valued, and that spreads. And not only is that great for our society and it's great for, you know, just life, but it's really great for your business because you're then tapping into this entirely new market where you can make people's lives better and in turn grow from it yourself, both personally and in business.
Let's talk for a second about weddings. And I don't know if you have any experience with this, but let's say you are interested in shooting a wedding of a different religion. But I know in my past, my first few that were in religions that I wasn't familiar with, I was really intimidated by that because I just was so afraid, you know, it's so sensitive. This is very sensitive that you're going to do something wrong or say something wrong. And so it was a little bit intimidating and I was very grateful for those couples to trust me with that. But do you have any advice for people who might be interested or maybe just scared to try branching out into something new because they're afraid that they might do it wrong, for example?
Yeah, definitely. I think that my number one piece of advice is always ask questions. Don't feel like there's a question that's going to make you feel stupid. I mean, I ask questions all the time of my husband who, you know, was born and raised in America and is, I mean, it's Tim Smith. He's, you know, super, super boy next door, had a whole different life experience than I had. And I'm always like, tell me about this, you know? And I understand it's a different atmosphere because it's a lot of pressure when you're trusted with a wedding day. And it's a lot of intensity because you've got friends and family, all the same culture, all the same religion, and you're not. And on the flip side of that, you have to remember that's actually somebody else's day to day. You know, somebody else's day to day is surrounded by people who don't look like them and don't act like them. So take a deep breath and realize, you know, it's nothing new to those people. So for you to ask them, hey, tell me about this. Tell me about the ceremony. What's not okay? What is okay? Do your due diligence. Really look into it. And don't be afraid to ask questions. But also keep in mind, you may not always be happy with the answers. So I actually saw, it was a couple weeks ago on a Facebook group I'm in with photographers, somebody was, you know, complaining like, oh, I've been told I have to cover my hair for this wedding, and I'm just not doing that. This is America, I'm not doing it, you know, and it sparked like this huge debate with people on all different sides. Like, don't you give in, girlfriend, like, don't cover your shoulders, don't cover your hair. And then other people like, hey, you should probably respect your client's wishes because it's their, you know, their house of worship. Like, you do what they want you to do. They've hired you and you've taken them on. That was your choice. And so at the end of the day, I guess my biggest point is ask questions. When you get the answers, you go with it and you have that experience. And if you don't feel comfortable with it in the future, you don't have to do it. You don't have to take that on. But I think that there's nothing for you to lose in broadening those horizons.
Yeah. And I actually think it's not a bad idea maybe to even reach out to other photographers who, you know, and just put the word out like, hey, I'd like to second shoot if you have an opportunity like this. Because I know my first few that I did when I lived in Chicago, you know, just branching into religious ceremonies that I wasn't familiar with, were with another photographer. So I didn't feel stupid going to him and saying, is this okay if I do this? Or, you know, like, make sure that you know that exactly. So he had my back in that case because he had a lot of experience doing those different types of ceremonies. And I remember just like so many times when I was like, okay, just guide me here, because there are a lot of little things, even within the same religions. I think that it's really easy to feel kind of shy and a little bit nervous about these topics because of the way that they are talked about in society today. And, you know, there's a lot of tension, I know, about all of these different topics, and it can go in a lot of different directions. But I think it's really just such an important reminder because, like I said, before January, the thought literally never crossed my mind that by me showing what I'm showing in my portfolio, that someone else might feel that they're not represented and that they might not reach out to me purely because they don't feel that I, you know, like, represent them or work, you know, like, that I'm the right person to work with them. The other thing, do you use any language on your website to gently tell people that you don't discriminate?
I think that's a great idea. I currently don't have anything on there like that. I feel like my work kind of speaks for itself. I blog everything. So, you know, whether that's same-sex marriage or interfaith marriages or what have you, all of those things are constantly being put onto all of my social media channels and on my website and on my blog. So I don't actually currently have any language in that way, but I also don't have anything that makes people feel excluded. I think that's something that people run into a lot that they don't really understand. And I do think that there is something to be said about, you know, a lot of people say you want to attract and repel and you want to, you know, attract your ideal client. And maybe your ideal client is just one type of person. I don't necessarily really agree with that choice, but I understand everybody's different. So in that way, I would say if that's something you want people to see, that you are inclusive in your business and that you do really want diversity, then I would maybe stay away from using terms that exclude people without them getting to know you first. Because I know a ton of people who I would look at their website and they're friends of mine, and I know that they love me, and I know that they have no intention of excluding anybody. But I would tell them, if once I knew them well enough, or if they were, for example, mentees of mine who I work with, I would say, you know, I love this about you, and I think that there's a way to share it, but I don't necessarily think that it needs to be on the front page of your website, because you're turning people off who you actually want to attract without noticing.
And let's take that step further, because I think I know what you're talking about. So this might be a sensitive topic, and, you know, I don't want this to, well, we'll just start. It might be a sensitive topic. So I know a lot of photographers are very open about their own religion on their websites. I don't even know if that's like, do you feel, but I guess I can see how that could make others feel that maybe they don't want to work with anyone outside of their religion. Yeah. So that's just something to be maybe aware of or sensitive.
And I think that if you feel so strongly about your faith, I think, again, there's a way to do it by adding in some language, like you had mentioned earlier, that shows that you are inclusive. For example, if you want to say, you know, I have a very strong faith and I am a very, I'm a very big believer in Christianity, but I'm also a believer in X, Y, and Z. And then you're opening the door to You know, like, I'm a believer that love is love. That right there, same-sex marriages, no. Like, same-sex couples, no. Okay, she's going to be open to my marriage and she's going to be supportive of me, even though, you know, because that, to lump the world's biggest religion into one thing and to say that everybody who says on their website that they are one thing or another, that they're all lumped together, is ignorant. And it's not, it's being closed-minded yourself, but you're also trained to kind of believe that, you know, just based off of our society.
I like how you put that. So I'll back up to you. So for me, I've actually never shot a same-sex marriage just because no one's ever asked me to. But there was kind of a bit of a scandal in our area about a year or two ago. I think last year there was a local orchard that did a lot of weddings and someone reached out to them about a same-sex wedding and they would not work with them and, you know, lawsuits and such went from there. So it's still kind of being, I think, worked out. But it made me realize that I never wanted anyone to be afraid, because I'm sure that that couple was really heartbroken. They just wanted to have their wedding mm-hmm. there. And it became this big thing where they were turned down and it became big local news. And I never wanted anyone to be afraid to reach out to me, because I didn't want them to think, I want them to know that I would absolutely love to work with them. And so even though I don't have same-sex couples on my website, I did put a line that says, you know, Allie and Co, I think, you know, never discriminates, or like love, you know, similar to the language that you were talking about. And so I think whether it's that, whether it, maybe that's the first step, like you can do that today. Yep. You don't have to go out and do a styled shoot. You can just do that today. And then the other thing is, with the religion, if you want to be very open about, and you feel very, if you want to include your own religion in your about page, that's great. But I think it's great what you say is that also say, I do not discriminate and I love working with, you know, all types of people. Yeah. So it just says, it doesn't say like, I will only work with people who are just like me. It says, this is who I am, but I also love who you are, so that, mm-hmm. you know, people feel like, oh, I'd love to work with you. So I think those are just such good reminders. I love it. And I think it gives a lot of people little things to think about, and honestly, little things that they can do in like 2 minutes to put on their website, because I'm sure that nobody wants to know, you know, like you said, it's highly unlikely that most of us are like, oh yeah, I only want to work with people who are 100% like me. So if you just haven't ever thought of it, add one little line to your site right now and it's at least a start. Right? And then these are the other things you can think about as you
I mean, and there's so many ways to phrase openness. Like, I mean, you could literally say, I love working with people from all different walks of life. Boom, there's like a line, you know, and then I would immediately be like, oh, that's so nice. You know, like, she loves getting to know different people, or, you know, he loves to learn about things that aren't necessarily within his cultural norm. That's cool, you know? So I definitely think that's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, Lily, this is great. Okay. Well, let's share with everybody so they can find you online. Share your website and where people can find you.
Yeah. So you can find me at imadiphotography.com. It's E-M-A-D-I. And I'm on Instagram at Lily Imadi Photography, and on Facebook as well. So you can kind of find me anywhere.
Good deal. Okay. And I'll put those in the show notes. So if you go to photofieldnotes.com, you can check out some of Laylee's work and you can get those links and find her and give her a follow and enjoy her work. So thank you so much. This is a great topic. I know that it's something that some people have just never thought about. So I think that people will find it really useful.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I know it's a lot to take on in a short time, but just taking those few steps in the right direction is all really you can ask for.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.